The ghosts?
My coffee?
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing to cancel sheer over.
Got it.
Okay, so I think we were discussing the three perspectives on Nogea, and I say there are some nuances that we'll pick up with as well. Again, on Sunday, I want to speak about the Shakta Vitari Tignosos, and then from then I'll give you Mar Makomos on Harsha. But again, the context was that we were discussing Mordecai. What were we discussing? The issue that comes up here?
What's that?
I said the context of our discussion of Nogea is the Tosas here, which discusses what problem? I'm basically asking you to catch us up a little bit.
The wise were dying case.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds so dire when you say it, right? So tragic. Ghosts and right. So this we came to this in terms of the Mishnah, right? To explain why the Mishnah, how it could be possible that you would have a case of Korban Shvuas Ha'edus, and so the Gemara came up with the Seichet Timtzi about the Nashim, Gosisos, and so on, right? And then Tosas raised the question that what? Mordechai?
Tosas raises the question, are they no Gea?
Either way, even if...
Even if
somebody died...
Then they were no Gea in the beginning, so they still should be able to...
They were Karov in the beginning, and therefore it should be a problem to Kilos of Asofa Bekashers, which is a Gemara in Baba Basra and Kufchav Ches, which, as we noted, speaks about Suma and Shota, and especially Krovim and Psulim. Correct? Yeah. So that's what this is, one of those there are three Tosas in, basically, strewn throughout the Talmud, so which discuss this problem, namely the parameters of Tchilas and Sofot Bekashrus. And the problem being that there's this Gemara in Baba Basra on the one hand, and that seems to be definitive, right? And at the same time, we have evidence from the Sugya in Baba Basra, right, that...
From Baba Basra that at the end, if the
Nogea
were to go away, then it would be okay.
Correct. That Siluk neutralizes, we'll call it that, Siluk neutralizes the psul of Nogea. And the question is, how could that be? If why don't you apply the principle of Tchilas of Asofo Bekashrus? So, basically what we've seen are three Tosasin, basically two Tosasin, not 100% clear, but mostly two Tosasin and one Tosas, right? Go ahead.
We saw Tosas in Baba Basra.
Mm-hmm. And here in Shuas.
And in Shuas. Yeah. And the one Baba Basra saw asked the same question, said whether it's Tali Begabra versus Tali Mamon.
Yeah, exactly. Pasos Begabra as opposed to Mamon.
And said that if one's possible because of the financial connection, then all we would require is to no longer be financially connected, but by Korva, it's...
Tchilas of Sofa Bekashrus. Okay. Now, Zedin, so basically what Tosas says in Baba Basra, and that's what Tosas says here in Shavuos too. Right, again, the language is a little different. If wanted to, one could, speculate that maybe there is a difference. But what they certainly share in common is the notion that is the rejection of one part of the assumption. Now, the assumption of the question of Tosas is twofold. One is that the Gemara in Baba Basra is telling us that the psul nogea be'edus can be neutralized by siluk. That's the first assumption of Tosas. Is quite not only Tosas, but all the Rishonim were asking, and many Rishonim asked this question, right? So all the Rishonim who asked this question are assuming to begin with that it sounds like the Gemara thinks that siluk can neutralize the psul of nogea, and therefore they're asking, since the Gemara seems to say that, right? How does that conform with the Baba Basra Gemara, which says that you need Tchilasa V'Sofa Bekashrus? So the answer of Tosas Baba Basra and Tosas in Shavuos is that in Ochanami the Gemara does say that Sila can neutralize Nogea, and the assumption that we're questioning is the second assumption, and that is that the din of tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus is something that would apply to nogeya. Right? That is not true. There's a difference between psulei edus. Nogeya, we don't apply tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus, as opposed to kurva, or the other cases in Baba Basra. Right? That's what Tosas is saying. Now, Tosas isn't telling us what it is about nogeya, not so much. I mean, paslus the gavra or machmas mamon, right? You know, they're not. They could explicate more what that distinction is really based on, because it leaves us with, you know, really still several options. But it does, default. It sounds like what they're saying is that nogeya b'davra is a different kind of psul. It doesn't sound so much like they're saying it's the same category or type of category of psul, but because it's brought about, let's say, by a more subjective factor, therefore the din of tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus doesn't apply. One could interpret that way, and I think for certain other dinim that is the case. I can't exclude that, you know, absolutely is what Tosas is saying. But it sounds to me, at least, I can only tell you my speculation, my instinct, that Tosas is saying more than that. It sounds like they're saying not just that the circumstances that bring out this common psul make it less susceptible to this requirement. It sounds to me like they're saying this is a different kind of psul edus, qualitatively. That's the psul edus machmas, or that results in, or that expresses itself in a psul gavra. And there we say tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus. There's a psul edus, which is a function of something more pragmatic, and that is, negius mamon. Let's assume for the moment, with the Tosas read, we'll read the language of Tosas read in just a second, that it's mishum chashash sheker. And that, you know, while it is a pgam and an obstacle for edus, it creates a psul edus, but it's a different kind of psul edus, and therefore it you don't just plug it into the regular din of tchilas of a sofer. There's a qualitative difference. That's how I understand Tosas and Balvasra, although I'm admitting that there are other ways, more subtle ways, I guess, to read the Tosas. Okay. The second answer that's given in the Rishonim is Tosas in Nida and the Rama in Baba Basra. Namely, again, Mordechai? And that's to challenge the other assumption.
Right.
Namely?
That, it's really, the Siluk doesn't work in any case, and that for some other reason it's...
Well, Siluk doesn't work for the psul of Nogeya B'davar Be'edus. The Gemara does seem to say that it does. The answer is, if you read that Gemara with a magnifying glass, maybe it means what?
Maybe it means that for Dayanim, as opposed to...
Maybe it means that Dayanim can be redeemed by Siluk. But maybe it Dafka doesn't mean that the Edim can be redeemed by Siluk. Now that answer, in the Ramah, certainly sounds like it is partially motivated by the notion that Nogeya B'davar isn't just a psul and all psulim are subject to tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus, but that Nogeya B'davar, because this is the line of the Ramah, is a psul korvali atzmo. And if it's a psul korvali atzmo, then the idea that you would plug it in to tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus, which certainly applies to psul korva, is very compelling. So the answer is, if you want to have your cake and eat it too, you know, this is a good way to be medayik in the Gemara. Namely, nogeya isn't just a psul, it's a psul korba. It is subject to the din of tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus. Who knows whether the Rama might not agree that if there were some other kind of psul edus that wasn't a psul gavra, right, like korba, or that, you know, maybe wasn't one of the psulim that the Gemara speaks about in Baba Basra, maybe the notion in general that tchilas of a sofer b'kashrus wouldn't apply to every and any psul edus, maybe that is something that the Rama might agree to. But either way, if we do think that the evidence is that nogeya is a psul korva liatzmo, right, so then the question is even more acute. And then the answer of distinguishing between dayan and edim emerges. However, when it comes to Tosas and Nida and Hagos Maimonios, there's no shemetz strong evidence there, right, that you know, Tosis or Gos Mamunios, who give the same answer, are motivated by the equation of kurva between nogea and regular kurva. There's a whole other explanation, and that is, we don't really care what or why somebody is posoliatus. There's just a din that there is a din of tkilas of asofa bakashras across the board. And that could be, you know, for various reasons. It could just be it's a gzeres hakasuv. It could just be, and this is something that we talked about in Sanhedrin, when we got to the end of the year, we were talking about batel mitzvah, batel kula, and the debate that we'll talk more about in just a second or allude to, right? When does somebody become a shame aid? You know, is it shas ru'iyah? Is it shas hagada? So, in general, there seems to be a debate on that point, right? The Rashi and Makos, and Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Batla Kula, and the Rashbam and Bava Basra, on Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzasa Batla Kula, and on Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, seem to take the position that Re'iyah is the critical moment, right? And the Balei Tosas take the view that Shas Haggadah is the critical moment, and they strongly reject the view of Rashi and the Rashbam in those sugyas. Right? They think that depends how you read the Gemara in Makos, you know, La Sude Kasisu or Lenexi Kasisu. Again, part of that, you know, Mar, what's going to happen, you know, with Shnei Achim Sharon Echad Shaharei Kasan Nefesh. Right, and then that next line in the Gemara, Elamiato Horo Gyatzil, Elamiato Nera Gyatzil, Bimakame Dabar Akasa Vidaber. It all depends on how you read those words, very, very symbolic words. So there's this major debate in the Rishonim, and most of the Chachmei Sfarad are of the opinion, like the Balei Tosas, that Shas Haggadah is Koveya for Shame Aid. We're all familiar with the famous Sheet of the Ritva, right, in the Kiddushin, who says that gufa should be a nafkamina between Eide Birur and Eide Kiyo. That Eide Birur are dependent on Shas Haggadah, and Eide Re'iyah, and Eide Kiyum are dependent upon Shas Re'iyah. That's where the Ritva has this terrific Rab Chaim precursor line about how, you know, the presence of the Eidim, you know, are what lend, you know, stature, solemnity, a certain chalo status, right, to the Ishus itself. And that's why you need Yichud Eidim, says the Ritva B'Shem Hara'ah. But either way, that's the debate. So in that debate, normally it's the normal, you know, staking out of positions is, like in all topics, an extreme one. You know, there are the Re'iyah people, there are the Haggadah people. However, if you look carefully, we're not going to do this now because it's not our topic, it'll be too far afield. But if you look carefully at the Lashonos of the Rishonim and then some of the issues that come up as a result, there are a number of Rishonim, the Ramah, others, right, who, even if they think that Haggadah, right, is the Ikar Koveya, right, think that when there is Haggadah, right, Re'iyah matters too. And vice versa. And some will think that, you know, Re'iyah is the Koveya as long as there is Sofa Haggadah. In other words, in addition to the two more extreme views, Re'iyah versus Haggadah, there are some interesting combination views, if you will. The requirement of Tchilaso V'Sofo B'Kashrus could be understood not merely as Gzeres HaKasuv, but as reflecting, you know, that idea. Now, certainly, if you take things even further, if you hold like Rashi and the Rashbam, which is that Shas Re'iyah is the critical moment, right, the real crucial defining moment, then it's particularly appealing, right, to apply the din of Tchilaso, the Sofo, the Kashrus. And here there might be also an important nafkamina. And that is, it's important to try to figure out, as I mentioned the other day, to look at, I was talking about the Rimigash, which we'll get to in a second, which is the din in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Kes, Amin Aleph, which is stated in two different ways, is it a din that you require Tchilaso B'Sofo B'Kashrus, or is it a din that it shouldn't be Tchilaso B'Psul? Okay, so, like, what's the difference? Conceptually, there's a big difference. If you look at the Rashbam in Bava Basra, anybody have it open? Rashbam and Bava Basra on Kuf Chav Ches. Right, the Rashbam makes it seem like it's a positive requirement to have Tchiloso Bekashrus. Yeah, but you read the Gemara, actually, Alex, if you have, just the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara itself is a little bit...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here, Hayu Yudea, Shalach Le Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Hayu Yudea, Lo Be'edus Karka, Ashlo Nistema, Venistema, Apostle. Shmuel Amar Kasher, Esher Dimikavan Dimitsarna, Abel Glima, Lo. Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Glima, Esher Dimachavin Midas Arko, Umjas Rachbo. Aval Naska lo. For a papa, Amar Afilu Naska, Efshar Dimachavin Midas Mishkalosav.
Okay, fine. Then the Gemara asks.
Meis Fei Hayodelo Beidos Ad Shelo Nasa Chosano, Venasa Chosno. Pikech Venischarish Piteach Venistma Shafoi Venistata. Puzzle. Aval Hayodelo Beidos Ad Shelo Nasa Chosno, Venasa Chosno. Umesabito. Piteach Venischarish Vechazer Venispakeach. Piteach Venistma Vechazer Venispateach. Shafoi v'nishtata v'chazer v'nishtata kosher z'akal kol she t'chiloso o sofa v'paslos pasol t'chiloso v'sofa v'kasher
is
kosher.
Yeah, so the formulation is t'chiloso o sofa v'paslos is pasol, t'chiloso v'sofa v'kasher is kosher. So, right, it leaves you with a gray area. Let's say you have t'chiloso shelo v'paslos, right, but also lo v'kasher. Right, we'll see in a moment. Is there such a thing? Do you need Tchilasa Bekat? So if you look at the Rashbam, you have it there?
Yeah. Bepasos? Or a Kosh?
Kosh
Tchilasa.
One second. Where he quotes the... Yeah,
Bepasos.
Go ahead.
Kolomar? Kosh Tchilasa Bepasos Shasri Iyas Ha'edos V'hashda Sofo Bekashros Pasol. D'meikara lo hayo roi le'edos so... Vikara u kruxiv u eid o ra, de bishasru ias hamaisa, yehe roi leidazo.
By the way, that's our pasuk again. It's just amazing how much the Shavuos Ha'edos pasuk is quoted, right, for, you know, outside of Shavuos Ha'edos for Eidos requirements and definitions. Which, by the way, again, reinforces what we said all year, which is that Karban Shavuos Ha'edos is built on. You know, Hilchos Eidos Foundation, a strong one, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam, and so on. Anyways, so what do I want from the Rashbam? The Rashbam is basically quoting, the Gemara doesn't quote this, right? So, what does that imply? That it shouldn't be Tchilas of Apostles, or that you need Tchilas of Akashras?
Gemara and Erchin quotes this pasuk explicitly.
Yeah, correct.
It's not the Rashbam's Chiddush, it's the Gemara.
Okay, right. It's interesting that Gemara didn't quote it here, but okay, that's a good point. Again, for the Rashbam, l'shitaso, I'll just say it this way. Why did the Rashbam, insert it here? So it's there, so, you know, obviously that it's omitted here and it applies there. He doesn't make a fuss or fanfare of it either. But my speculation is that the Rashbam was particularly sensitive to this halacha, l'shitaso, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid in Yesh Noklin, that Shemaid depends on Chatsriya. Okay? Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Does this entire, like, background that we're doing about whether or not the Yer HaGadah is Kobeah for Eden?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that can't really be relevant to us with Sofa Bekashrus, or let's say Tosus and Gevurahs. Meaning anyone who expands this idea to Dayanim as well can't have it based off of the idea of what...
Well, he's not really expanding to Dayanim. How are we expanding to Dayanim?
Meaning assuming by the fact that Tosus and Gevurahs is bothered by the Gemara in the Gemara and Bava Basra, and then...
No, because I think they assume that it applies to Edom and to Dayanim.
Yeah, but...
Not because it applies to Dayanim.
No, not only Dayanim, obviously.
I
mean, Edom and Dayanim.
I'm not even sure that they're bothered by Dayanim at all. I think that they just said, I think they're quoting the Gemara because they assume that the Gemara thinks that Siluk works for Edom and Dayanim, and since it works for Edom and Dayanim, then it also the Dayanim part doesn't bother anybody so much, but the Edom part bothers them. I mean, that's not clear. I don't think anybody explicitly We'll see in the Rashbam. We'll see. Sorry, in the Rimi Gash in a minute. That, you know, that he has, you know, a suggestion about that. But per se, I don't think it's provable that anybody explicitly thinks that Tchilas of the Sof B'Kashrus is a din and dayan, applies to the Yonim. Right. If it does, then you're right. If it does, then you're right. But I'm saying the Pashtus, the Rishonim are asking because the Gemara speaks about, you know, Mevi'in Raya and Dayanim. Right? They're, it's because they're not making the Diuk in Nida. Not because they're saying that, you know, that it applies, you know, Bein Be'edim, Bein Be'dayanim. They're just, if once it applies Be'edim, then you have the question. Okay. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that for the Rashbam, I think he's particularly sensitive because for him, you know, this is just a very normal, natural halacha. For the Balei Tosus, that you're not really an aid until Shas, you know, Haggadah. So is it just a special Xeris HaKasuv, you know, that you can't be Tchilas of Apostles? Right? Or do they also think, and this is what I was saying a second ago, that even the Shas Haggadah people may believe that, you know, without Shas Haggadah, or for Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, you need Shas Haggadah. Right? But once you have Shas Haggadah, it doesn't mean that Shas Re'iyah is irrelevant. And you might find that vice versa in the other direction. Again, that we documented for those who happen to be here in that Sanhedrin day, and Od Chazon Lamoy, it's a very, very important perspective. Definitely the Ramah has both, and so on. But this is very relevant to the second half of our question right now. In other words, we're wondering, like Artos is here in Balbastra, and Artos and Shavuos in Balbastra are saying basically two things, right? One is that there's a difference between Psul Nogeya and the Psulim in Balbastra with regard to the din of Tchilas of Sofa Bekashros, right? But in the end of the day, when Tosas and Nida and Agois Mamunios disagree, as I said, they could disagree for one of two reasons. They could say, you're right, there's definitely no, you know, across the board, I'm sorry, they could say, you're right, there's a difference between Nogeya and Korva, but in the end of the day, this is a requirement of all Eidos. It's just because it's a Xeris HaKasuv, or especially if you take the view that, you know, that that Shas Re'iyah is a critical moment in Eidos. Or no. What they're saying is we disagree, but we disagree even though we agree that it's possible that Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus might be a more limited halacha, right? But we disagree because we think that Nogeya is a Psul Gavra like, or maybe even Midin, Kurva. Yeah.
It's interesting that the Rashi says that
Royal Eidos?
Royal Eidos Zoo. Yeah. Not saying that there'd be Royal Eidos inside the Gavra, but it's Eidos Zoo.
I mean, again, because Lashitasa, that every Eidos, every the Shame Eid of every Eidos is the Ria.
Right, but connected to the
Shasta Gavra. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So, right. So this is particularly an acute question, I think, for the Rimi Gash, whose Shita we've alluded to, but I want to read now. Yeah.
Can we go back to the Gavra Ma for a second? Do we have to say that the Rambam's talking that thinks that Nogeya means Karo? Like, isn't that better reading or cleaner reading? You're not just like that. They can just compare it to Karo because the lean was from the lean would obviously talk with some of the kosher just list Karo as an example.
They do have other cases there. I mean, it doesn't say, oh, it's just.
I mean, it's really just Karo and.
I mean, he says Karov, he is Karov Liat. He does, he doesn't just say. You have language?
Just
listen to an
example. Yeah, he says.
He says Nogeya is a Karov
Liat.
Yeah. Why does he have to say Adam Karov Etzel Atzma? Why not just say it's a Psul?
But then why later on, though, does he not make compare again? At the end of this whole statement, he says. If you really thought that Nogeya Beidu really was a type of Karov, just say it's a type of Karov.
I think because he's contrasting it to the position that it isn't a Psul at all, it's just a Kshas Sheker, so there's no Psul Gavra at all. That's what I think.
I mean, he's doing there's a lot of words there that he doesn't.
I mean, I'm just saying the language of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, which is a language which we find in the Gemara. But to apply that when you're comparing Nogea to Karov, if you don't really believe it, you could have just said it's very misleading, put it that way. Certainly the Ir Shushan, the Lavush, who later on, he formulates it exactly the same way. So I'll try to show that I think there is some subtlety in the Ramah, alluding to what I kind of alluded to the other day, which is, and what I alluded to again a couple of minutes ago, which is that you could have said that even if he is according to the Ramah, a Karov Liatzma, which I think is what he's saying. That in the end of the day, this kurva la'atzmo is still different than a kurva, than an objective kurva, right? And that makes it, in theory, right, different, with regard to some nafkamina as well. Because in one case, the relationships are objective, and the other, it's a monetary consideration that makes you kurva la'atzmo to a particular person or case. Meaning there's an artificial factor, right, which generates this kurva. I don't mean marriage here. I mean negius mamo, which might be a reason to think that even if it's karov liatzmo, that it's not an objective kurva liatzmo, it's more of a tentative, and a subjective kurva liatzmo. So then you might want to ask the question, does the din, for example, even if you held, this is what Eli was suggesting the other day, right? Correct? Eli was saying that maybe Bali Tosis also hold. Correct? Am I saying it right? Eli was saying maybe Bali Tosis, which is why I made the speech I made earlier, that I can't, be certain what Bali Tosis said. To my instinct, what they're saying is this is a different kind of psalm. What Eli wanted to argue is, no. The Bali Tosis think, what I'm saying the Ramah holds, like the Ir Shushan, that Nogea is a Karov Liatzma. But what they mean to say is that there are two types of Karovs. One is based on an objective, relationship, and the other is based on a monetary interest in the case. And by virtue of the fact that one, is, kind of artificial and more subjective, maybe it doesn't trigger a Chisaron of Tchilas. That's not considered a Chisaron of Tchilas of Bekadosh. Once it's done. You don't say, like your relatives. This is a very interesting and important question in halacha and in life, right? People who you used to be related to, usually that means, or almost that always means, I guess, through marriage, right? So once you're no longer related to them, right, sadly, right, through death or through a divorce, right, how do you look at those relationships? Is it just, immaterial past history? Or is there some stature or status for having formally been related to someone?
Let's have the reverse of our stuff, though.
What?
Let's have the reverse case of our stuff, though. Is a Rusa.
Okay. Right. Okay. 100%. So 100%. So these are interesting questions. In other words, my former, let's say, brother-in-law, my former son-in-law, my former father-in-law, whatever it is. If there's, again, some reason that breaks is it really former? I mean, let's say the ties that bind you are no longer applicable. So again, of course, on some history level, they used to be your relative and they're not your relative now. We all know the facts. I'm talking about as a chalos. Is there something called a former brother-in-law, former father-in-law, is there a present relationship based on the past? Or once you're saying the word former, is it former brother-in-law? Is it formerly, right? And nothing, no shiur, shin yud vavresh, shin yud vavresh, no remnant, remaining. Brother, it's total remote, insignificant past history, or it's a relationship that may not, intensely exist in the present, but as a past relationship, it defines who you are. I mean, all those birthday presents and cards and endless hours and hours of, communication. And, what happens to that? I don't say limafreya, but, how do we look at that mikan or lahaba when it no longer is? In a way, the din of tchilas of a sofa bakashras on a kurva, the question of tchilas of a sofa bakashras in that respect is a fascinating question. Meaning, why, Again, so if you, let me explain it this way. If you hold like the Rashbam, or even if you hold like the other Rishonim, but you think that Shas Re'iyah still remains a critical, you know, factor, albeit maybe not the only one or the most important one. So that's a very good explanation of Tchilas of itself of the Kashrus. Right? And maybe much more even on the side. Certainly if you hold like the Rashbam and Rashi, one would think that you should require Tchilas of the Kashrus, Dafka. Right? If you think that it's, you know, some sort of a, you know, combination, maybe you just can't be Pasul B'Shas, you know, Re'iya, but don't necessarily need to be Kashrus B'Shas Re'iya, or maybe even then you need to be Kashrus B'Shas Re'iya, I'm not sure. But let's say you divorce it from that completely. Let's say Shas Ria doesn't matter, only Shas HaGadah matters. Can you still explain the din of Tchilas of Sofa B'Kashrus? So I think the answer is you could in the present, not in the past. Meaning, who and what you were B'Shas Ria sometimes, you know, is, even though it's gone, you know, is relevant to Chalos, your past. You know, when is your past, you know, and when does your past remain, you know, a past part of your present? Can you say that? Yeah. Right? A past part of your present? Yeah. Meaning, so you, that's your former brother, you're, or the formerly Sumo, or the formerly Shota, or the formerly, you know, and so on and so forth. The formerly Russia. Now, regarding that interesting question, you know, about how former is former, how past is past. Right? It's like the Avar Shelo Avar again, right? How you know, is the past ever in the past, really? Regarding that question, is it conceivable to distinguish between different types of psulim or relationships? The answer is sure. Right? There are relationships that are artificial and that are only consequential when they, you know, when the props or the connections exist. And there are those that are like, you know, defining. You know, even when they're past, they're not past. Right? So Gufa, one might have said that that's the point. That's a different... This is all to explain Eli's Ha'ara, right? No, but I believe in it. I just don't think it's in Tosis, but I do think that the people who say Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, and that's Kurva, you know, I still think that because it's an artificial Kurva, and Eli thinks that that's the Pshat in Tosis. Am I saying too much? Or you do think this is a problem?
I really like the shtickle. It wasn't what I was suggesting, but I like the
shtickle. Oh, really? Yeah, I got it wrong.
This is a better time.
Am I close?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll correct me in a second. You'll tell me if it serves as different. If it's materially different in a good way.
No, but I'd be saying that's
right. Okay, thank you. I think you're just trying to be nice to me. But that's okay. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So if it's an artificial prop, I mean, it really related to the matter because it's just money. It's just dollars and cents, right? So, you know, that kind of kurva liatzma doesn't... you used to be the partner and have a financial... You know, when you had it, and that was kurva liatzma. And now that you don't have it, you know, it's remote history, not present history, or not ever-present history. You know, that's different than your brother-in-law, or your father-in-law, or your son-in-law, or your sister-in-law, or your mother-in-law, right? Or even the experience of having been possibly edus for a more substantial reason, right? A summa, cheresh, a shota. Now, when is that, you know, completely past? And when is that, you know, it's past present, you know? So that's kind of what one could have said. I don't think that's what Tosa is saying, but I can't take Shvu Daraisa that he's not. And I do think that even if you held like Rabbeinu Yonah, or I'm sorry, like the Raman, I think, or Benyona also, which is that there's a din of Kurvali, or the Yershushan, that it's Kurvali Atzmo, because it's a different kind of a Kurva, it can have Nafgamina and a bunch of things. We'll see in a moment. Karv, you know, La'atzmo Lechova is a great example of this. And a few other cases as well. When I was explaining the other day that there were three positions, right? One is Kshash Sheker, the other is Kurvali Atzmo, and the third, Baldabra, which we're going to get to in one more second, what I was trying to show was that even these require some clarification. Right? The Kshash Sheker requires clarification to the extent, you know, again, is it compensation? Is it just the red line, you know, of the general issue of Cheskas Kashrus and so on? And what does it do for that and so on? Right? And how much is it chashash rachok? You know, is enough to undermine this, or it has to be dafka, something which is very compelling because of this being a linchpin in the whole system? Is it a problem, chashash sheker? Does chashash sheker create a psul or gavra, or does a chashash sheker only a kabbalas edus problem? Right, those kind of issues. The kurva liatzmo creates this kind of a question, meaning, does it just objectively, they just fit in and integrate into kurva, or because it's a kurva brought about by, you know, financial considerations that come and go, and that anyways are less defining, let's say, than real kurva, you know, nafshis, mishpacha connections and so on. So maybe it's more flexible, less, you know, present past, maybe even more flexible in other ways, as we'll see in just a couple of minutes. The Baldabar issue, which we'll see in a moment, has its own interesting question, because it probably is rooted in some sort of Xeris HaKasav, but the Xeris HaKasav isn't the psul. The whole point of Kaim Medabar HaKasav Medaber is to define the difference between a Baldabar and a psuletus. So we're going to take ourselves to the Rimigash in just a second. Yeah, there was a question? Yeah.
If we consider a person's past and his present, yeah, wouldn't the guys not be able to become a kosher aid?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, now he did tshuva.
So we...
No, in terms of this, the Din Torah, the particular, I mean, let's say he was a Gazlan B'Shas Re'iyah, and now he's not a Gazlan B'Shas Haggadah. That's a Din Skelos of Sofa B'Kashros. But that doesn't mean that he can't be there are things for which your past haunts you or continues to define you, which you can't completely leave behind. It doesn't mean that it defines you. Let me make that clear. I'm glad you asked the question, because this is an important distinction. It doesn't mean it's going to... Just as you could be mechalek between different gamim or psulim or conditions, right? Suma and cheresh and other, you know, they're conditions. You know, kurva is a condition, a relative condition. Just as there are some that are totally, you know, only present significant, and some where past present is a concept. So too, right, there can be important vis-a-vis what? So vis-a-vis the, where there's tziruf, where you first came to this Din Torah, you were a Rasha, you were a Suma, you know, you were a Karov, there the past-present question is much more acute than, you know, you wake up in the morning after having done tshuva or pikeach, or no one ever said that because you used to be related to this guy that you can't be an aid in something that affects him when tchilas re'iyah is already berichuk, right? So who I did? Rasha, that's what tshuva does. Tshuva says he's a new man. Any osa ish, any osa ish osa mamasin, mishane shmo, you know, kula latova, right? Midarkei atshuva, right? So, but that's not a problem, right? Now, is that a problem in Roy Lahoros B'chol Torah Kula and you know, in Hilchos Sanhedrin? That's something we discussed when we learned Sanhedrin. That's an issue too. You know, what's a God? That's parallel kind of question. When does your past matter? By the way, the issue of dichui is that question, right? Dichui b'mitzvos, dichui b'kadshim. In a way, what is dichui? What is dichui? Dichui means that at a certain point in time, something was pasul or pgam for, you know, there were berries and you couldn't use, right? The yeshiva's learning sukkah this year. Keep, we've done so much sukkah. It's you know, practically you'll say that limud too. So the you have berries on your, not yeah, the, you know, berries, berries. You have, you know, on the dalad minim, and it's a pgam, it's posel, and then you pick them off or you eat them off, right? So that's a sugya in Lulav HaGazal, where yesh dichui b'mitzvos or ein dichui b'mitzvos. There's a difference between dichui meikara, right? Oh, we did it last year actually, right?
Yeah,
in kedusha. Yeah, we talked about Revelvo and the letter, right? Because nodding?
Yeah.
So we had dichoi, dichoi bedamim, dichoi mikara, right? Nir v'nitcha. What is the issue of dichoi? Dichui is something that occurred in the process or in the past of a particular kedusha or mitzvah event, right, which has passed, and we want to know whether or not that past history is ever present, despite being past, or is just that. It's, you know, it's no longer consequential. Is there a difference between kadshim and mitzvos? Is there a difference between, you know, when, whether it was nira v'nidcha or is nidcha meikara? Right? These are all strategies in this same question of trying to figure out whether something within a process, mitzuraf to a person or a process, right, that was but it no longer is, still haunts him, still defines him, etc. But, right, to answer right, Ilan's question, but if we're talking about starting fresh, a new mitzvah where there's no nidka, or a new edus where b'shas riyah he's kosher in every way, you know, that's not. No, there could be some areas of halacha where, for example, the kohen, you know, who was a roteach, you know, who's pasul leduchan, right? He's pasul, you know, the siyas kapai, right? So that is something. You know, that is something. You know, that defines him, you know, and as a pgam going forward. So there are such things. There are experiences. Trauma, there's a certain kind of trauma that people suffer. Or, you know, stigmas. These are about traumas, stigmas, or relationship questions. That's what these are. Now, in different areas of halacha, different dinim, depending on what the requirements are, right? But it's all the same topic. And it's a fascinating thing to, you know, analyze. What's the halacha's view about, you know, the present and the future and the past? Okay. Let's talk about the Rimi Gas. So we have the, I think, I hear your, Yoni, your point. I've struggled with this Rama as well. I totally understand what you're saying. Again, I can't prove it more than that. I think it's pretty clear, and I think there are other rayas in the Rama that this was his default position. In other cases of Al-Basra, I think also is in Sanhedrin, he shies away from the whole Rashi reading of the Sugya in a very radical way because of that, I believe. So my own, I'm convinced that the Rama meant it, you know, notwithstanding the differences. But I hear you. Okay. Either way, there's the Rama, there's the Ir Shushan, there's the way the Achronim understood it in a very real way. Some of them obliterate the differences, even between artificial kurva or, you know, Hana or Mammon-related kurva and others. That, I think, is a much more fruitful area. But just to get back, so what we're dealing with in this Tosas and Shavuos / Bav Basra Nida is really two questions. One is Philosophy of Bakashros, which I'm now connecting to two things. Number one, shame aid, or the role of Ru'iyah in Eidos, right? And secondly, you know, to the question of, you know, past, present, and present pasts, and so on and so forth. So that's one whole issue. Also, some of the kashrus. What are its parameters? Does it apply to any psilatus? We don't care what. Or are there chilukim? What are those chilukim going to be based on? The artificiality of the past hagdara, or the mechayiv and the nature of the psilatus? That's essentially what we're talking about. And at the same time, we're talking about the second question, namely, is a nogea karav liatzmo? Is a nogea chasha sheker? The third possibility that a nogea is not a baldar. So who wants to read the Ilan? Do you have it there? The Rimigash and Balbas. This is like a landmark Rimigash. As far as I know, he's the first person. The Raibid got credit for the formulation. And the Rimigash, as far as I know, is the first person, you know, to come up with it. There might be still differences between them, and we'll see in a moment. For the Rambam, it's a little challenging. But again, it's exactly this question, right? The same question that Tosas and Shavuos and Bava Basra deals with. Ilan, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. From starting from what? Be Kasha? Is that? Wait a second. Yeah. Kasha Lacha Haida, I mean,
I'm told she was a little bit.
Notice how he quotes it. Kol shetchilaso bepasos v'sofo bekashrus. Okay, again, he could have really quoted it either way. As I point out in the Gemara, you have both formulations: tchilaso bekashrus or tchilaso bepasos being absolved. You need tchilaso bekashrus or whatever. Okay, again, if it's the past-present issue, it's also probably about pasos. if it's the Raj, what I'm suggesting might be the Rajbam, which is that it's connected to Shemaid and Haggadah Seidus in general, maybe you need more, you need kashrus. And we'll see, there can be nafkamina, like we have already discussed nafkamina, and in the Rimagash piece which we're about to read, I think is a clearer example of a nafkamina. But go ahead, keep going. Kiamrinon. Now that already is taking the Tosa's view, which is that there are, it's not a din across the board in all cases where, you know, where there's no Eidus Kshera, right? It's not a requirement of Tchilas HaBakashrus, apparently, right? It could depend on the nature of the psul. Just because the Gemara in Balbasra has a number of psulim doesn't mean that it encompasses all psulim, right? So Kravus, psul, Maidadamile, but he hasn't told us what that is yet. It could have been, for Tosus it is, I think, or for Tosus Rid Balbasra certainly, Chashash Sheker versus Psul Gavra. Let's see if the Rimigash says that or something else. Maybe everything is weighted the other way. Maybe Nogea is just so different. Go ahead. A very Lumdisha language, meaning a Psul in the Gavra aid, right? Intrinsic Psul and in the Gavra aid. Aval Hecha. That's already an important line. I'm not sure how much he means it, but I think, well, it's, in retrospect, it's clearly he means it. But it's an important formulation, meaning it's not a psul gabra, it's a din in. It's din in hana, but and the din in hana has a consequence of the lo mekablinan le lesadu. I mean, there's no kabbalah seidus. A nogea, for a nogea, there's no kabbalah seidus. Even though there's no psul gabra. Right? It's a kabbalah seidus halacha. Okay, go ahead. The lo mekablinan le lesadu say. You notice how the shift, right, in the lumbus. Go ahead. Since it's not a psul gavra, it's only a kabbalas edus problem, that's all he's saying so far. He hasn't yet explained the why this is so, which is fascinating. But even if there was a different explanation, there might be other things. Like, for example, I could plug in Kshash Sheker to this right now. The Rimigash doesn't believe it. Right? I could say, listen, the Chashash Sheker is not a psul gavra, but it's a kabbalah. No, Bezin is not going to be a kabbalah that they don't trust. It's a Chashash Sheker problem, and therefore it's a kabbalah sedus problem. The din of tchilas of a sofa bekashrus is a gavra problem, not a kabbalah sedus problem. Especially if it's past present or something like that. He has no past present problem. Just that, you know, for some reason we don't, our lofty, you know, an ambitious Cheskas Kashrus program for Klal Yisrael, you know, isn't going to apply. Therefore, we're not going to be Kabbal Eidos. But there's no Psal Gavra. We can say, oh, he used to be the former, you know, it's like that's the past present issue, right? I mean, he's the former Goslin or the former brother-in-law, or he just used to be the brother-in-law and he used to be a Goslin, right? By saying he's the former, that's a kind of a designation. There's no former Nogea B'davar. You're either a Nogea B'davar. Nogea B'davar inherently, if it's about Kabbalah Seidus, is an ikuv in Bimakabalayda. It doesn't attach itself. There's no stigma, there's no definition, there's no stature to it. Okay? Now he's going to go further. That's already in a few words, the Rimigash, right, telling us, you know, that there are different types of psule edus, and that Tchilas of Sofa Bekashrus is a din of the Gavra. That's already, you know, worth a dinner. Okay. And then it just gets so much better. Right? Go ahead. Tam de Milsa. The Shoni Da Mida. Moshe. Who could have written that line? Okay. Exactly. Okay. You know, coincidentally proves my point. The shiny dom nida, right? Every read, you know, Reb Chaim says it sometimes. Rav Elbel really likes that. You know. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are two different dinim. You? Ilan, go ahead. By the way, we should demand the mati. Isn't that what you're up to? Do you have a different text than I do? Wait, do you?
Sorry?
You have a different text?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Be sure. Okay, we should demand them. Every word here happens to be gold, so that's why we're reading it. Go ahead. So what's he saying?
As a person who has to prevent it from it, his edus is not edus at all because person...
It's anti-definitional. A person cannot testify about himself. Right? That's not Eidos. That's the Kiddush of the Rimigash, which the Ravid also employed. But the Rimigash, I think, you know, is the one. Vade lo masid initial na. He's a baldavar, as we'll see in a moment. It's not Eidos at all. Go ahead. Veleka.
Oh, shame aid cloud.
Yeah. There's no shame aid. What? Well, I mean, when you say the word, it doesn't say the word. Lo masid inish lo nafshe. You can't be made on yourself. Because of baldavar, well, it says mekame davar, I'll say in a minute. Mekame davar costs the same thing. Okay. Beleke alei shemeid klal. Daha, go ahead. Yeah. It can't be tlos of apostolos. Unless it's a psul. Again, I don't think the Bali Tosis or a Tosis Rid type of perspective needs to go this far at all. Okay, but what he's saying is, a person who's made alatzmo, he's assuming that if you have a financial interest, that's called made alatzmo. That's another assumption. That is something which is debatable even within the camp of those who believe in this distinction. I'll show that in a minute. But, leik hashem eid klal, keheket et havet tizno tkilas of apostles. Mahashta, go ahead. Oh, but is that true, Ilan? There's a huge flaw there.
Maybe it depends on what one would put that over here.
Exactly. This is what I was trying to point out earlier. This is clear. In other words, there's certainly no tilos of Akashros, because the same... Oh, so you have to say one of two things, right? Either that it's not tchilos of apostles, which is the line previous. They made she made kal kehechid to the havet tchilos of apostles, right? The hashtu the solik nafsha the ikar edus tchilos of esofo bekashrus mikri. Right. So let me just say this: if the Rimigash had held, you know, it's hard to know. If the Rimigash had held that shas riya was necessary, for shame aid, right, then certainly we would have to say that he holds that the din of Tchiloso is a din in Tchiloso Bepsul. Put it this way, he can't hold like the Rajbam, is what I'm trying to say. Because being a baldavar, being masid anafshe, which is eno aid klal, means that you're not behu aid. Once he doesn't hold that way, does he hold that we only care about tchilas of bepaslos, or does he think that tchilas of bekashros, you know, kicks in at a later stage? That's possible too. Ablegabe psul krevus, go ahead, o gazlanos. That's also a good line. Gufa achrinahu, right? The lochazi lasude, eight pasul mikri. Hukach afagav the midchiahu krevus. My impression is, aside from that one line, that mostly the Rimigash holds that the problem is tchilas of apostolos. It's a psul gavra, again, where the past present matters. And that doesn't apply when somebody is neutral and he simply has no shame. Okay. The question is, where are you going to apply this halach? And he quotes Mekayme Davar, Al Pishnai Medim Yakum Davar Mrachmana. I think he's clearly referring to the Gemara in Makos. We'll see in a moment, also in his piece on Memhei. which is again what the Raivid elaborates, that b'makai medaber akos of bedaber, meaning there are actors, subjects, in other words, and there are observers and bystanders. And makai medaber are by definition bystanders, observers. And you can't be an observer, you know, when you are an actor or a subject, a baldavar. Now, what constitutes a baldavar? Right? It's still an open question. I could have said that I could define, you know, masid anafshe in different places. What's that made about something that I did? Right? That's clearly a baldavar. Let's say I'm made about something that happened to me as an object. Probably also. I'm talking about horeg, I'm talking about nerag. Right? You could have drawn the line at that. Right? Let's say I'm talking about something that my mamon did. Is that a baldavar? Or that happened to my mamon? Let's say I'm talking about something that not my mamon was the subject, but where I have a financial interest, right? Even though it's not my mamon that I'm made on, but my mamon is at stake. Does that make me a baldavar? That's a little bit more distant. The Rimigash here is assuming, right, in some of the cases, we'll see in a moment, that what the Gemara sometimes calls nogeya, because the Gemara uses the expression nogeya, the Gemara later on in Memhe uses the expression nogeya, right? He's identifying nogeya with baldavar. And the question is where to draw the line, and we'll show that some Rishonim, even if they accepted the notion, might think that there's still a baldavar and a nogeya, and that you should draw the line between these two things, even if you accept the Yisod. Now, many Rishonim didn't accept the Yisod at all. They just thought that a nogeya b'davar, baldavar, whatever you want to call it, is either pshash sheker or a karav liatzma. Now, what is the Rambam? Just one more second. What is the Rambam's view? Mordechai? You have a chance to see him? Tesvav? Aleph? Tzvi? Hoodie? I thought that was really also very symbolic. Right. Yeah, just like, you know. Yeah. Yeah. What's the Rambam's view? Does Ram think there's a problem with Chasov Sofa Bekashros in Eidos or not? In Eidos of Nogeya B'davar or not?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Read it, go ahead. Do you have it up there on the board? It looks to me like you like you think it's up on the board. Whoa, first of all, this is another great example of once you have the Rimigash, right, you can really see the impact on the Rambam in formula. Because there's nothing wrong with this formulation. And there's also nothing particularly, I mean, I'm speaking for myself. If I read it without any background or knowledge, you know, I wouldn't particularly pick up on it. But once you read the Rimigash, hey, one more time, just read the line. Remember, Tesvav is Nogeya B'davar. Right? Per Tesvav. It's the last of the Psulei Eidos. On the one hand, the Ram counts it as a Psulei Eidos. You know, you might have said in retrospect, as we'll see in a moment, maybe there should be 9, not 10. Okay. Or maybe by 10 he means people who, Lemaisa, we don't accept their testimony. You know, maybe one of them is Mufka Mi Eidos. We'll see in a moment. But again, the language? Kol. So Zeu Kemeid Al Atzmo. It's not a line in the Gemara, right? It's an exact line from the Rimigash. Correct? Okay, keep going. Oh, so, do you want to revise what you said before? Silik works. So what's the lefikach? Let me ask you this way. The Rambam is writing a code, correct? I think we've established that. Right? And a Ledore Doros code, in addition to a contemporary code. So the first halacha, when he formulates nogea, again, he mentions nogea in Perek Tests, that's the 10th. Okay, he's up to the last category. Right? And the first halacha of nogea, which is beautifully formulated, right? Now we know that he's also invoking the language of the father's Rebbe, of the Rimigash, who, you know, in this Hakdama, he lauds, right? We've seen him quote the Rimigash by name. We've seen him, you know, respond to, adapt, right, in our sugas already, in Shavuos, right, again and again. Erechad, Amen. Even when he disagrees with the Rimigash, right, the Rambam is always, always, you know, hyper sensitive to the Rimigash, right? So it's a variation, he accepts it, he rejects it, but now this is language, right? So the first halacha of Nogeh B'davar is to teach you the din of Siluk? Lefikach? Remember that Lefikach is always a drum roll, right? Now, again, there's nothing wrong, let me make it clear. There's nothing wrong with the halacha. This is the Rambam writing down the Gemara in Bava Basra. But that's the first halacha of Nogeh B'davar? What do you think? The answer is, of course, it is. It has to be. Why? I mean, what's the Lefikach? Why the Lefikach? It's like the Rambam saying, Vim Tomar. How could Siluk work? There's a din of Tchilas of itself, Bekashrus, and then saying V'yesh Lomar and writing out the Rimigash. The answer is because he's not a Baldavar. It's not the same as other Psulim. He's not an apostle. He's a Baldavar. And that's why there's no problem of Tchilas of itself, Bekashrus. So if you want to characterize Nogeh B'davar from the outset, right, as being, you know, a maid, Alatzmo, Lefikach, Siluk, no problem with Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashrus, I think, is a great way to start. Yeah.
So the Rambam definitely doesn't have any lines indicating that it's a kind of Davar.
What?
Sounds like the Rambam is just a din and
Amos. Could be. Well, put it this way. The Rambam doesn't hold like the Raivid on Eid Shabbat and Batasa Batla Kula Palgina. Let me just mention that. So this is the Rambam. Here. This is, I think, where he starts. Number one. I think he holds like the Rimigash. Does he think that, you know, Adkenei Kach of the Rimigash? I'm not sure. As I say, he doesn't quote Mekayim Davar. Okay, fine. He doesn't quote any Limud. Maybe it's Asavias, Misvara, right? That the line between a Baldavar and an Eid. And they're just different. In the sugya of Basra, I'm just going to give another example. Those of you who happen to be in Israel heard me speak about this, so they'll understand, I guess, more fully what I'm referring to. But there's a very strange Rambam, just to, you know, to reinforce one part of this verse, very strange Rambam in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perikid Beis Halacha Beis, where the Rambam's talking about a certain case in Cheskes Abatim. Cheskes Abatim, right, is, as we said yesterday, the background story is a Marakama, who claims that the land belongs to him, right? There's a squatter, this guy's been on the land, the Marakama's saying, you're squatting on my land, the other guy's saying, what are you talking about? You know, it's my land, I bought it. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, if he's been there more than 3 years, that's a raya for him, right, that to believe him. Okay, it's a Toin V'Nitan case. So the Gemara in Bava Basra wants to know how you can ever establish Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? What if the guy says, I insist on evidence that you were there all the time? Most people, you know, can have Eidos Bayom, but they can't necessarily have Balayla. This is the Gemara in Bava Basra on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says two things. Number one, yeah, I'll just read the Gemara quickly. Second. The Gemara says, here in Chavtes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. It's not. Cheskes habatim, the Gemara says habatim, as opposed to sados, to be mama yadi b'leil yala yadi. Right? People don't know, you know, when it's dark and then the window shades are drawn, right? How do you know if somebody's in the house? So the Gemara says, Rabbi, iman masir abatim shivivi, and shivi may the yadi, the imamu b'leilya, right? The nosy neighbors, the observant neighbors, caring neighbors, they know everything. Okay? If like everybody wants to know, does the halacha aware that neighbors know everything? This is the Gemara quote. Okay? Abad. Rava said, Kigon da'asa betre, va'amro anan agrinan mine, v'darinan beit lashnin b'imamo bilelya. What happens is you have sochrim. They say, listen, we have been renting here for more than 3 years, and we've been living here day and night. We've been living here, you know, regularly. Oh. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yemer l'Ravashi hani nogin beidusanein. Dilo amri hachi amrinan lehu zilu havaliagar besa lahai. They've been paying rent for 3 years to Shimon, the squatter, or the guy who claims that he owns a field. So of course they're going to come and back his story, because if Reuven turns out to be the real owner of the property, Reuven's going to send them a bill for 3 years of rental fees. So the Balei Tosfos and all the Rishonim say, and Lu Yitzurya, you'll say, okay, so he'll sue Shimon to get back the money, and then he'll transfer it over to Reuven. Right? Not so simple. You know, that requires a lawsuit. It requires winning the lawsuit. He has to have cash. The other fellow has to have assets. Right? It's still no gabba dabba. That's Tosfos' problem. So the Gemara says, Amalei daini deshvili, achi dini. Milo askinen kagon nikiti agar besa. Obviously, the case is where the guy, they come to court and they say, listen, we haven't paid the rent yet. We have the money in hand. And, you know, it's no difference to us whether we give it to Reuven or Shimon. And we're telling you the money belongs, the property, you know, has been lived in for 3 years without a mecha, and therefore belongs to Shimon. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Omar Mazutra, he toin v'omar leisu tre sadi la sudi le dedore be'tlos shenin b'imamo b'lelya tanase taina. If the guy claims, I want to have two witnesses who will testify, I've been there, that there really has been day and night, then he can make that taina. No one in the sugya 100% knows what Mar Zutra was adding here. And there are all sorts of different shitas, and we're not going to go into them per se. However, the point I want to make is that there's a very remarkable Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, Perikid Beis Hilchos Tohen, Halacha Beis, and we have that up on the board. Okay. Moshe, you want to read it?
Sure. So Omer Lamachik, Ob Tabi Edim Sashnaim Elu Murus Bayom Uvalila Ovistalik. I feel about Edim Amr Lanu Hiskir.
Omer Lanu Hiskir, he rented to us, right?
Anu Darnaba Bayom Uvalila, the Tan Balachatab Amr Yabu Edim Shadaruba Bayom Uvalila. So you can Elu Asurkum Havi Raya Shadaruba Tamid. Shazel Dabar Tali Bahan, the Ain Tali Batinus Hamasik, the Edu Lo.
Okay, and what does the Ravid say? Yeah. So again, without going to too much detail, just this is a very remarkable and difficult Rav, because the simple reading of the Gemara is that the issue of Nogea Bedavar in the Gemara and Balvasra in the Sochrim case is a serious problem, and it's also a resolvable problem, right? Resolvable if the Edim, if the Sochrim come to court with a check, right? So Mimonashak, if they don't come to court with a check, that's no Gabba Davar, and that should be possibly Eidos, no matter what. If they do come to court with a check, then it's not no Gabba Davar, and it shouldn't matter what anybody says, we should believe them. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Apparently, again, the short part of the story, I don't want to go into too much detail, the short part of the story is that the Rambam apparently understood Mar Zutra as saying, yes, that's a very fine, you know, idea, but, you know, there's another wrinkle. Everybody understood, you know, the Rishonim Mar Zutra differently here. But the way the Rambam understood it was, it goes on the previous case, And it's an added wrinkle. The wrinkle is if the if the Marakama says, I don't accept this, I want Eidos on the Maisa Chazaka of Yom and Balayla, then the Sochrim are not believed. Huh? So the Rebbe doesn't understand. Where's the Negios? They have a check in their hand. It makes no difference to them whether the check goes to Reuven or the Shimon. Well, what does it have to do with the Mapsik? I mean, with the Marakama. So in my opinion, what's going on here is, what the Rambam understood in Mar Zutra is, and this has to do with Cheskos Gimel Shanim also, but that's I'm not going to go into right now, is I think there are two ways to accomplish Cheskos Gimel Shanim. And this Gemara and a few other Gemaras are very involved with that. Dabar Lachatzi Dabar. One way is, in a broad way, for the aid of the common, to say, Hichzik ba kidem mechazki ba inch. Like in a general, say, he's been acting like the Bailin. You know, there's bailus evidence. That's one. And the other way is the Marakama has the right to say, you know what, that's not enough for me. I want the chalos edus not to be hichzik ba kidem mechazki ba inchi, but to be on the Maisa Chazaka. I want an objective edus on the Maisa Chazaka, b'yom v'alayla. That's what Mar Zutra adds to the mix, and the implication is as follows. It sounds like what the Rambam is saying is, even if you can neutralize the financial aspect, because the guy comes and they come with a check, and it makes no difference to the Sochrim one way or another. In the end of the day, are they being made on the bailus of Shimon? I'm talking about purely formalistically. Or are they being made on the Maisa Chazaka, which they, as the Sochrim who were living in the bias, performed, right? Which of course is to the benefit of Shimon, the squad or the Maksik. Financially, there's zero implications here. But legally, formally, are they being made al Maisa Atzmam, or are they being made on the Bailus of Shimon? And if they're being made al Maisa Atzmam, says the Rambam, then we can't accept their testimony. Again, read the line one more time, Moshe. What's the problem with their testimony? Shazad Dabar Toli Bahan. If the Marakama, this is the Chiddush of Mar Zutra, right, has the right to say, I don't just want Eidos that Shimon is the Bailin, but I want Eidos on the Maisa Chazaka, then these Sochrim are psulim, even though there's no financial problem. That only can make sense, and even then it's quite a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in Cheskos Gimel Shanim. It's also a Chiddush in the psul of Nogeh B'davar. But he can only say it if you hold, like the Rambam, like the Rimigash Lefikach, that being masid a maisa'at, when you are the subject, you can't be mayid. You can't be mayid on your own actions. Now that's an example where there's no financial issue. You can wonder whether there can be cases where there's a financial issue, but it's still al pidin, not considered to be made al maisa atzmo. Right? Again, where do you draw the line? That's what I mentioned before. Horeg, nerag, maisa behemto. Maisa behemto is more or less baldavar than being made, not about something that you do, but about something that affects your bottom line, your bank account.
Doesn't the Rambam in a couple of places seem to emphasize that the issue is when you get hanah on this, that's when it's
the Rambam Tezvav. Because typically in Nogeh B'davar, that's typically what a Nogeh B'davar is. Yeah, because 99% of the cases of Nogeh B'davar, I mean, the Rambam saying a Nogeh B'davar typically is a person who has a financial interest in the case. Every time the Gemara, right, uses the expression Nogeh B'davar in Shas, in Sanhedrin, in Baba Basra, those are cases. Sanhedrin and Baba Basra, Kiddushin, right, those are the three Zaktas, right? It's always a case where there's financial interest. Well, there's some sort of hana. What I'm saying about the Rambam Hilchos Sochrim, Skiros is, I'm sorry, about the Sochrim, the Hilchos Taim V'Nitan is, that the principle, the chiddush of Hanoa B'Dabar, making you being made al Maisa Atzmacha, that's the story of Psul Nogea B'Dabar in 99% of cases. But implicit in it is that you can't be made al Maisa Atzmacha. So Lu Yitzurya, you have any other case of Maisa Atzmacha, even without Hanoa, that's going to be Pasul Yedus. The Koveya, the Magdir of Maisa Atzmacha, typically is Hana. Except when you're really being made on Maisa Atzmacha. Right? Now, I should mention that the Raiva, on the other side of this, so what's the Raiva that I'm referring to? What's the Raiva? See? You know? Was that a hand up or a... No.
No.
What's the Raiva? Any Sanhedrin, Makos, Josh?
And brotherly cousin never put up on the own bird.
Correct. We discuss it in Sanhedrin, but we should just make mention of it. In Perek, what is it? Yud base? The Yud base? What does it say? What does the Ravid say? The Sugya in Sanhedrin. The Sugya in Sanhedrin says, Ploni Ravani. Let's just look at the Gemara for 1 minute. And then we'll finish with the Sunday. We start Knas on Sunday. Oh, why am I looking above Vasra? Sorry. The Gemara in Tesumid Beis Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, here. Om Rav Yosef Ploni Rava'o Le'onso Uva Acher Mitzdar from Lahargo. Lertzono Rasha hu, but Torah Amral Tashes Rasha Eid. Rav Amar, Odom Korev Eitel Atzmo, Ve'en Adam Mesem Atzmo Rasha. Okay. So, what is that? What's going on there? This is, of course, the din of Palgin and Dibure. Right? Now, if you're made on something that happened to you that you did, right, that affects also someone else, so we say, Pogin and Dibur. We believe you about the other guy, not about you. And the Gemara says, Mesmatzma Rasha. Then the Gemara extends it. Amarava, Ploni Ba Al Ishti. He's not made on himself, he's made about his wife. Right? Huva Acher, Mitzarfen Lahargo, Avalo Lahargo. Right? Once again, he's Neman, right, about the other fellow, together with another aide, but not about his wife. The Gemara says, "My kamashmalan, the same halakha. The dinapalgin and dibura, hainuach. The dinapalgin and dibura we just said, the previous halakha. Says the Gemara, "Mao the same adam kar veitzalat ma'amrinan veitzalishta lo amrinan. Kamashmalan. We might have thought adam kar veitzalatmo velo veitzalishto. Right, use that phrase, adam kar veitzalatmo. By the way, right? Kamashmalan, but they mean it a different way here. Or well, the Raiva means it a different way. Kamashmala. So the Rishonim, I'll ask here, what do you mean? What do you mean? Mao desema adam karvet zlatzbo etzalish talo minan. We didn't know until this point that a person is pasalados about his wife. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that it can't be made in the Psulei Korva. Right? That's Tosu's question. Afagad the Masnisan he beperks the Borer, the Balki Ishtalin and Edos. Ah. So Kadaita Chacha, the Machmas Migu, the Mehemen Lahargo, Mehemen Lahargo. Rashi says the same thing, basically. I'll explain what I mean in just a second. Then the Gemara goes further. Amarava, Ploni, okay, we'll skip Ploni Baal Nara Marasa. Amarava, Ploni Rava Hashar. No. Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. Mi Amrina and Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, Inadam Karav Eitzel Mamono. Odilma Amrina and Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono. Vasa Dabai Hadar Pashta, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, the Inadam Karav Eitzel Mamono. That's a Gemara. So there are two ways that this Gemara was read. Okay, the question is, what are the. On one side of the Gemara is Palgin and Dibure. right? Like Ploni, Rava, or Ravani, or whatever, we say Palgina Dibore, right? Because they didn't make some Atma Rasha. Palgina Dibore means what it means, right? We filter out the Eidos Psul, right? We apply it where we have to apply it, and we don't apply it, you know, where we don't need to apply it. That's Palgina Dibore. And if we wouldn't say Palgina Dibore, what would we say? So Rashi, Tosos, the Rambam. Everybody find the Rambam? Perikid Beis? Yeah, you have the read in the Rambam, if you don't mind, but that's the same as Tosos, what we just read. That's the same as Rashi and Ploni Rava Lashori. What's the Rambam? Is it Yud Beis Gimel?
Yud
Beis?
What is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shel Nirva Bein Lertzono Huvachim Mitzarfin Lahargo Ploni Baal Ishto Huvachim Mitzarfin Lahargo Aval Lo Lahargo. Ploni Rava Eshori Huvachim Mitzarfin Lahargo Shein Adam Karv Eitzel Mimono.
Oh, so what is Rashi? What is Rambam saying? If you don't say Palgin and Dibure, if you don't say Adam Karv Eitzel Mimono, what do you say? What's the psak again? That he's believed not only about Ploni, but also about Shoro. Correct? What does the Ravid say?
Amar Rav Mina Mefarshim Atovim, Yisha Mefarshim, Ploni Rava Es Shori, Shegam Haruveya Einu Neherag, Lefi She'edus Naga Al Shoro, Delo Palginan Dibura. Vigam al shoro niskavin lahaid, ukashem she'eno ne'eman al shoro, kach eno ne'eman al arovea, de'edus shabat la'miksasa bat la'kula.
Huh? This is a famous Ravid, and the Ravi Abad, his father-in-law, has an expanded discussion of this in a bunch of places. What is he saying? The Ravid and the Ravi Abad, they understood the Gemara was weighing whether we say the din of Palgina Dibure, or the din of Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Right? Because as you understand, these concepts, just, you know, per se, well, let's finish in 1 minute, are antagonistic to each other. At least their effect is opposite. Right? Palgina Dibure is selective. Right? And Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula is, you know, is a... is an infection, right? I mean, it destroys the, you know, the psul destroys the kashrus. You can't say the psul lechud, the kashrus lechud. The psul is a posel, or whatever you want to call it. So according to the Ravid, if we had said Ploni Baal Shori, right, Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono, what would we have said? Palginun Dibure. But since we don't, what we say is, now there's a certain assumption here, which is based on at least one Bavli and maybe two, and definitely some Yerushalmis, but isn't so postured in how you apply it. And that is that typically, what do we mean when we say Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula? What's a classic case, Azriel? What's a classic case of Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula? Nimsech Mem Karav Apostle, the Mishnah and Makos. That's not the case here. The case here is not about the Gavra Eid, it's about the Chefza Shel Eidus. Right? There's an infection in the Chefza Shel Eidus, not in the Kato Eidim. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama, where the Gemara talks about, you know, Akasha Tchilas Hazama, where the Gemara does seem to apply Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa in the Chefza Shel Eidus, although that's not so Pashut either. Sometimes one place it does, one place it doesn't. The Rishonim and Shidu Gubetzis discuss it. Not so simple. Sugin Gittin Lamed Gimel also applies Bat Mitzasa Bat Lakula in this way, but that's a tiny, kind of a very different case. And the Rishalmi applies it. It's possibly that many Rishonim would just disagree with the Ravid by saying that this is not a case of Bat Mitzasa Bat Lakula because we don't apply it in Chefza Shaledus in this way. Or maybe we do if it's the Tochen, not if it's about one of the Gavras in the Eidus. Not so simple at all. Either way, the way the Rambam, Rashi, and Tosus read the Gemara was very different. The way the Ravid read the Gemara, the alternatives that were being weighed was, again, either Palgina Dibure, that's clear, or
Migu.
The equivalent of Migu de Chayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. Meaning, if it works, instead of saying that's the course, the flip opposite of polar opposite of Batla Matasa Batla Kula. Instead of everything becoming, you know, dragged down by the psul, right, everything gets accepted by the kashrus. The best way to explain migud chayli ahai, as I've explained in the past, the best way, certainly, is to say that the particular problem that we're discussing is a Kabbalah Seidus problem. And then you can say, oh, once it gets into the system, the Chetzah Shel Eidus is not possible. Just that we're not Mekabel Eidus under these conditions. But if we are Mekabel Eidus because of A, and once it's in the system, it's not Eidus Psula, right? So, that's how Tosus explains, what, the Gemara didn't know that Isha was a Psula Eidus? The answer is they did, but they thought you'd say Miga the Chayli Ahai because it's a Psul, but maybe a different kind of Psul. They didn't know that it was a Palginan. So the Rabbit's perspective is, this is what's elaborated in the Ravi Avad and so on, and the Rabbit himself also, is that, you know, what's going on here? Palginan dibure is something that we would never, this is the Rabbit's perspective, we never say Palginan dibure, because every Palginan dibure is in conflict. Well, let me say it this way. The Rabbit, number one, seems not to be enamored with the idea of migud chayli ahai, chayli ahai. Right? He doesn't consider that to be a possibility in these cases. That's very understandable. Migud chayli ahai is very difficult to understand. He'll say, it's a psul, it's a psul. How does the heksher, you know, metaher the psul? Okay. At the same time, the Rabbit seems to be saying that Palginan, right, is problematic. Because he has an expansive Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Right? So why don't you always say Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula? The answer is we only don't say it in Ploni Rava, Ravani, or Ishti, or if we had said about Adam Karav Eitz Mamono, then we would have said Palginan Dibure. Why? Because then we'd be dealing with not Bimekai Medavar HaKosav Medaber, says the Ravid, but with a Baldavar. And a Baldavar is not an aid. Somebody who's not an aid, or not Eidus, there's no Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. That's what Palginan Dibure is. Palginan Dibure, for the Ravid, works because since Eidon Mesem Atzma Rasha, Eidon Meid Al Atzmo, those conflate for the Ravid, right? So there is no Shem Eidus. So there's only Shem Eidus on the Miktsas. There's no Batla Miktsas on this Pagin and Dibure. So it's very interesting, because I'm suggesting that the Rambam in Tezvav Aleph, and again, in a dramatic fashion in Toein Yud Beis Beis, really identifies with this notion that somebody who's a that person cannot be made al atzmo, right? Yet, the Rambam does not hold like the Ravid. So, number one, I'm not 100% sure, according to the Rambam, that he holds like the Rimigash that there's no shame, aid, legabe, some of these dinim. Even if there is, it could be that the argument with the Ravid is on the Palginan and the Batla Miktsasa and the Migud Dechayli part. I mean, even if it's all true, right? Why should you say Batla Miktsasa, Batla Kula? That assumption that the only reason that we ever say Palginan or that we, the possibility of saying Migud Dechayli is where he disagrees. Either way, assuming the Rambam holds like the Rimigash, which I think is clear in the language in Tezvav Aleph and in the Lefikach, and again in the Toen Yud Beis Beis, even more dramatically in a way, what the Rambam says in Tezayin Dalid, right, looms very large. Okay, what does Rambam say in Tezayin? With this we'll stop for today, and then we'll pick up, we'll try to finish up everything on Yitzi. What does Rambam say in Tezayin Dalid? You see it? You did or didn't? Didn't get a chance yet? Yoni? Avrami? How do you define Negius? So the Rambam jumps into that. Don't you have it there in the language?
I don't.
Ariel, you have it?
Yeah.
Say again, louder. Yeah. So there's a huge debate, you know, about how far to take this Rambam. And again, the Rama already in Siman Kuflamid in Bava Basra, the one that we saw earlier. Also, the Rabbi Yonah, and then the Rajba later on. This is a big discussion in general. How substantial, A, does the Chashash Sheker have to be? Or does the Negius Mamon have to be? Or what about Safek Nogeya? Okay? But that what the Rambam is talking about is something a little different, and that is, how substantial does the Negius have to be? So there's a huge debate in reading this Rambam. Does it have to be something that qualifies as Mamon? Formally? So these are some of the issues that like bring to the fore. There are some objective open questions, right? And some, you know, some obvious thing. In other words, let's say the three perspectives that we have, if Nogez Midin Chashash Sheker, I want to read the language of Tosis written inside also next time, just for the record. If it's Chashash Sheker, so for example, two things should be obvious. Number one, that nogeya lechova should never be a problem. Right, unless a person is masochistic, right, there's no chashash sheker that he's going to be made against himself, obviously. If nogeya is actual chashash sheker, right, then in the end of the day, it shouldn't require a formal shame moment. It should be dependent upon, you know, the assessment of what people lie about, no matter what the formal designations in question are. So, for example, the whole discussion, which I want to talk about very quickly, which I told you to look up in the Shulchan Aruch, about Tovas Hanah. Like, do we care that Tovas Hanah is mamon, is a machlokas all throughout Shas? Tovas Hanah, let's say, the ability to give to any kohen you want, right? So that koach, you know, is that called mamon or not? That's a fascinating argument. That prerogative, let's say. You have to give something to a kohen, but you can give to the kohen of your choice. Does that choice, that prerogative you have, is that al pidin considered mamon? Kimi mekadesh anisho with tovas hanah. Tovas hanah, mamon or ain't a mamon? Or other nafkamina, right? Where you need bailus, where you need, you know, shame mamon. There's a debate whether Tovas Hanah is considered mamon or not. Is that relevant to the psul nogeya be'edus? Or won't you just say, who cares? The question is, what do people lie about? And how fearful are we, you know, of lying? You know, a little suffake, a big suffake. But the formality of what's at stake, whether it's Hanah or mamon, that should be irrelevant. L'kula and l'chumra. But if we're talking about a korov liatzmo or a baldavar, possibly, not mukhrach either, you might say, oh, wherever there's chashash sheker, you know, there's baldavar or there's korov liatzmo. It's possible. But it's not necessarily the case. The idea that there might be legal formal definitions here, very reasonable. So what does the Rambam mean in Tazayin Dalid? No, Laor Tesvav Aleph and Toin Yud Beis Beis. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Nogeya Lechova, Edikiyum a little bit. Especially the other Rimigashri, Lova Rosha Velay Shalem. These are all connected issues, but again, instead of making a big topic of it, I really want to finish whatever we're going to do with it on Sunday, so we can start Knas and then move on to our show.